This is a quick review for Maseches Megillah Daf Gimel. On the very bottom of Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara quotes the idea of Mansapach. Mansapach Mem Nun Sadi Pei Kaf. Those are the Osios Sophios, the letters that end off and get a little bit of a different look. So we said that that was invented by the Tsofim, by the Nevi'im. So we asked the Kasha, wait a second. First of all, Eilah HaMitzvos that you're not allowed to add on. Your Navi's not allowed to add on any mitzvah. Second of all, what about the Luchos? They had a nace that the Samach and the Mem. So we talk about the Mem. Obviously, the Mem Sophis was in the Luchos. And the insides were hanging by a nace. So the Gemara concludes, Shakhum v'chazr v'yastum, that they forgot about them, and then they reinstituted it. And along those lines, Rabbi Yirmiya and V'itemer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says that the Targum on the Torah was Unkelus Hager, and he wrote it based on the teachings of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And then the Targum on the Navi was Yonasan ben Uziel, based on the Nevi'im Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi. And then we said that when he taught the Targum on the Navi, the whole Eretz Yisrael shook. The Kodesh Baruch Hu came out and said, who's revealing my secrets? And Yonasan ben Uziel got up and he said, I revealed your secrets, but it wasn't for my kavod or my father's house's kavod. It was for your kavod, so people should not misunderstand the Torah and it wouldn't lead to a machlokas. So then we said about the Targum of Unkelus Hager, wait a second, wasn't there always a Targum to the Torah that dates back way before Unkelus Hager? So we said again, Shakum v'chazru v'yastum, that he reinstituted it. He had the Mesorah and he publicized it as such. Then we say that why was there a earthquake when the Yonas ben Uziel taught the Targum to the Navi and not to the Torah itself? So he pointed out that the Navi is not easily understood the way the Torah is as easily understood. Once we got into that, we talked about from Sefer Daniel, where Daniel saw the vision himself, but the men who were with him did not see the vision, and they started trembling. So we said, who were these men? So we said it was Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, who, even though they were Nevi'im, and Daniel was not a Navi, he had the Ruach HaKodesh to be able to see the writing on the wall, and they did not. But they still trembled because their mazel saw it, even though they didn't see it. Back to Inyanim of Megillah. So we said, we darshan from Medina, Ve'ir, Ve'ir already. What about Mishpacha u'Mishpacha? So we said that's teaching about the various families of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim who are Mevatel from their Avoda to go hear Mikra Megillah. And then we said, Mikan Samchu Shel Beis Rebbe Shemevatlin Talmud Torah Bon Lishmoa Mikra Megillah Kal V'chomer Me Avoda. So based on this, Rebbe was Mevatel his Shir and his Beis Medrash so that everyone would go and hear the Megillah, and he learned it as a Kal V'chomer from the Avoda, that if they stopped doing the Avoda in order to go hear the Megillah, they should be mevatel the learning in the base medrash. And then we asked Akasha, based on a medrash about Yehoshua, that the Sar Tzava of Hashem came to Yehoshua and chastised him for not bringing the Karban Tamid, as well as being mevatel Torah. And they said, well, which one are you here for? Which one are you more upset about? He said, I'm more upset about the Bittul Torah. So the Gemara explained that yes, Talmud Torah is greater than doing the Avodah, than bringing the Karban Tamid, but that is only Talmud Torah de Rabim, not Talmud Torah de Yachid. The Gemara then further distinguished between Kavod HaTorah, saying that you're allowed to give a hesped and have complete funeral for a Talmud Chacham, even if it happens on Chol HaMoed, and certainly on Chanukah and Purim, because that's a din of Kavod HaTorah, which is more chomer than Talmud Torah, the Yachid, which is Kal. And then we said, wait a second, Talmud Torah, the Yachid, is not Kal. It's very important, but we said, nevertheless, this doesn't add up to Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, and it doesn't add up to Kavod HaTorah. And then we had a little tournament where we said, what about Talmud Torah versus Mace Mitzvah? So Mace Mitzvah wins, right? What about, so then we suggested, what about Mikra Megillah versus Mace Mitzvah? Mikra Megillah has Persumei Nisa, Mace Mitzvah is Kavod HaBrius, and we said Kavod HaBrius beats out Mace Mitzvah, Kavod HaBrius, which is Mace Mitzvah, beats out Mikra Megillah, even though Mikra Megillah has Persumei Nisa, and we quoted the phrase, Gadol Kavod HaBrius Shedoches Losa Se Shebet Torah. Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, furthermore, krach v'chala samachlo v'chala nira imo nidon kikrach. So Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says that a city and anything that's close to it, which means that if the city is down low and you can, if the city is up high and you can't see the things that are close to it, but they're there, then they count as suburbs of the krach. And so too, if you can see it, even if it's not so close, that also counts as a suburb of the krach. Similarly, we quote another statement, if a krach then gets a wall afterwards, it's not considered like a krach. It doesn't read on Shushan Purim. And then we said that if they have Asara Batlanim, they count as a krach. If they don't have Asara Batlanim, they don't count as a krach. krach, and if they lose their asara batlanim, but then they get them back, then they are considered like a krach as well, and they keep Shushan Purim.